Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Tet Zayin. In the last two prakim, we learned how to locate the position of the moon in the sky, both its actual position within its own orbit, including an epicycle, and its observed position. But in fact, we are only halfway to specifying the position of the moon, and this perek fills in the other half. To understand what this means, look at the first illustration, labeled 16.1, in the image file accompanying this recording, which depicts the outer celestial sphere surrounding Earth, which is labeled O. Everything we have discussed about the sun and the moon since Perek Yud Bet has addressed where to find these bodies along the ecliptic, a great circle around the middle of the sphere, which can be thought of as a type of equator. The sun travels along the ecliptic itself, so for the sun, this is indeed all we need to know. But the moon's orbit takes a different path within the sphere, and so we still need more information in order to locate the moon precisely. In general, any great circle equator around a sphere, like the ecliptic, can serve as the basis of a coordinate system, where two numbers are enough to specify any point on the sphere. The first is the orech, the longitude, and the second is the rochav, the latitude. Using the ecliptic as our equator, we've been measuring positions counterclockwise from the beginning of the mazal taleh, that's a certain point along the ecliptic. That point is labeled tet in the illustration for taleh, and so the point labeled bet in the illustration has longitude, or orech, s, the angle from tet counterclockwise to get to bet. The latitude of point bet is zero, because point bet is on the ecliptic. The point aleph is located along a great circle perpendicular to the ecliptic at the point bet. So the longitude of point aleph is also s. Since the angle bet O aleph is t, the latitude or rochav of point aleph is t degrees north. The point gimel is on the same great circle as points aleph and bet, at angle u south of the ecliptic. So its orech, longitude, is also s, and its rochav, its latitude, is u degrees south. Clearly, any point on the sphere can now be identified by its longitude and its latitude, its orech and its rochav, with the ecliptic as an equator. From the last two prakim, we know the orech of the moon, its longitude along the ecliptic measured from the start of mazal taleh. In this perek, we learn how to find its latitude, its rochav. Halacha aleph. Ha'agula shesovev b'hayareach tamid, hi no tame al ha'agula shesovevet b'hashemesh tamid, chetzian notel la'tzafon, v'chetzian notel la'darom, u'shtei nekudot yesh ba zo k'neged zo, shebehen pog'ot shtei ha'agulot zo ba'zo. Lefichach, kishyeh ha'yareach b'achat mishtehen, nimtza sovev b'agula shel shemesh, k'neged ha'shemesh b'shaveh. Ve'im yetze ha'yareach me'achat mishtei nekudot, nimtza mahalech litzfon ha'shemesh o lidroma. הנקודה שממנה יתחיל הירח לנטות לצפון השמש היא הנקראת ראש, והנקודה שממנה יתחיל הירח לנטות לדרום השמש היא הנקראת זנב. See the second illustration in the image file, labeled 16.3, to help understand this halacha. The moon orbits the Earth in a path which intersects the ecliptic in two points, called the Rosh and the Zanav. In half of the orb between these two points, going from the Rosh to the Zanav, the path of the moon is at a northern latitude. In the other half, going from the Zanav to the Rosh, the path of the moon is at a southern latitude. Note that when the Rambam uses the terms Tzafon and Darom in this halacha, he is referring to latitude in the celestial sphere, not to where in the sky we see the moon, the northern or southern portion of the sky. That question will be addressed later in Perek Yud Tet. We also note that if the moon and the sun are at either point of intersection, the Rosh or Zanav, at the same time, they certainly don't collide, because they are very far away from each other. These intersecting orbits are only the observed positions of the sun and the moon from Earth, not their actual positions. Rather, the positioning of the moon between the sun and the Earth causes a solar eclipse. If the moon is at one of these two points, at the same time that the sun is at the other one, then the positioning of the Earth directly between the sun and the moon causes a lunar eclipse. Continuing in Halacha Aleph, U'mahalach shaveh yesh lezeh ha'rosh she'en bo lo tosefet velo geira'on, v'u holech b'mazalot achoranit, mitaleh l'dagim l'idli, v'chein hu sovev tamid.
Mahalach harosh ha'emtza'i b'yom echad, shlosha chalakim v'achat esrei shniot. The rosh and the zanav are not fixed points. Rather, they themselves travel around the ecliptic, but they always remain exactly 180 degrees apart, because any two great circles on the surface of a sphere meet at two points at opposite ends of a diameter. So wherever the rosh is located at any moment, the zanav is located exactly six constellations later along the ecliptic. The rosh travels in the clockwise direction, opposite the motion of the sun and the moon themselves, and therefore it moves through the mazalot in reverse order, from taleh to dagim, rather than from taleh to shor, like the sun and the moon. The rate at which the rosh moves is by a small angle of 3 minutes and 11 seconds each day. This comes out to a full cycle around the ecliptic in about 18.6 years. The rest of Halacha Bet, as we've become accustomed to over the last several prakim, is a catalog of how much this movement comes out to over periods of 10 days, 100 days, 1,000 days, 10,000 days, 29 days, and 354 days. The halacha ends with the position of the Rosh on the date of the Ikar, which recall is Thursday, the 3rd of Nisan, in the year 4938. This position, as usual measured relative to the start of the Mazal Taleh, is 180 degrees, 57 minutes, and 28 seconds. Halacha Gimel explains how to find the position of the Rosh on any other day. Im tirtze leida mekom ha-rosh b'chol eit shetirtze, totzi emtza'o la'oto ha-eit kederech shetotzi emtza ha-shemesh ve-emtza ha-yareach, v'tigra ha-emtza mishalosh meot v'shishim alot, v'anishar hu mekom ha-rosh b'oto ha-eit, u'chinegdo le'olam yeh mekom ha-zanav. Knowing where the Rosh was on the day of the Ikar, we can add to this position the total movement of the Rosh over the intervening days. But since the Rosh moves clockwise rather than counterclockwise around the ecliptic, we can either subtract rather than add, or alternatively, and what the Rambam says to do, we can add and then subtract the result from 360 degrees. In Halachot Dalet and Hay, the Rambam calculates the example of Friday, the 2nd of Iyar, in the same year. This is 29 days after the Ikar, so the movement of the Rosh is, from Halacha Bet, 1 degree, 32 minutes, and 9 seconds. Adding this to the position of the Rosh on the Ikar gives 182 degrees, 29 minutes, and 37 seconds. Subtract this from 360 to arrive at a position of 177 degrees and 30 minutes. The Rambam writes that we may ignore the seconds part of the result. This is 27 degrees and 30 minutes into the Mazal of Betula, and therefore the Zanav is in the same position exactly six constellations later, 27 degrees and 30 minutes into the Mazal of Dagim. Halacha Zayin. U'me'achar she'teida mekom ha'rosh u'mekom ha'zanav u'mekom ha'yareach amiti, hitbonen b'shloshtan. Im matzata ha'yareach im ha'rosh o im ha'zanav b'ma'ala achat v'chelek achad, teida she'en ha'yareach notel lo litzfon ha'shemesh v'lo lidroma. V'im ra'ita mekom ha'yareach lifnei mekom ha'rosh, v'hu oleich keneged ha'zanav, teida she'yareach nata litzfon ha'shemesh. V'im haya ha'yareach lifnei mekom ha'zanav, v'arei hu oleich keneged ha'rosh, teida she'yareach nata lidrom ha'shemesh. With this background, we can now reach the goal of this perek, which is to calculate the rochav, the latitude of the moon on any given day. We compare the observed position of the moon, its makom amiti, to the positions of the Rosh and the Zanav on that day. If the moon coincides exactly with one of these points, then it is located on the ecliptic, and so its rochav is zero. As is clearly seen in the second illustration, labeled 16.3, and as Halacha Chet explicates, if the moon is located on the half of its orbit, from the Rosh to the Zanav, then it is at a northern latitude. If it is located on the other half, from the Zanav to the Rosh, then it is at a southern latitude. Halacha Tet. Le'olam lo yeh rochav ha'yareach yater al chamesh ma'alot, bein batzafon, bein badarom, ela kach hi darko, yatchil min harosh, vitrachek ma'at ma'at, v'amerchak holech v'nosaf ad sheyagia l'chamesh ma'alot, v'yachzor v'yitkarev ma'at ma'at ad shelo yeh lo rochav kishyagia l'zanav, v'yachzor v'yitrachek ma'at ma'at, v'amerchak nosaf ad sheyagia l'chamesh ma'alot, v'yachzor v'yitkarev ad shelo yeh lo rochav. Now look at the third illustration in the image file. The plane of the moon's orbit intersects the plane of the sun's orbit, the ecliptic, at an angle of 5 degrees. And therefore, the greatest possible latitude of the moon, either north or south, is 5 degrees. A rochav of 5 degrees north is attained when the moon is halfway from the Rosh to the Zanav, and a rochav of 5 degrees south is attained when the moon is halfway from the Zanav to the Rosh. Halacha Yud. Im tirtze leida rochav ha'erech kamahu b'chol eit shetirtze, v'im tzfonihu odromi, totzi mekom ha'rosh u'mekom ha'erech amiti le'ota ha'eit, v'tigra mekom ha'rosh u'mekom ha'erech amiti, v'anishar hu anikra maslul ha'rochav. Im yeh maslul ha'rochav mimala achat ad 180, teida sh'rochav ha'erech tzfoni, v'im haya ha'maslul yater al 180, teida sh'rochav ha'erech dromi. V'im haya 180 b'shave, o 360 b'shave, ein le'erech rochav klal. V'tachzor v'tir'e minat maslul ha'rochav kamahi, v'hi shi'ur netiyato la'tzafon o la'darom. V'hu anikra rochav ha'erech ha'dromi o ha'tzfoni kamo shebi'arnu. This halacha translates what we said just before into numerical terms. To calculate the latitude of the moon, subtract the position of the Rosh from the moon's makom hamiti, that is, its longitude along the ecliptic. This difference is called the maslul harochav and tells us how many degrees counterclockwise the moon is from the Rosh. In the last illustration in the image file, the moon can be seen at four different positions, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, with Maslul HaRochav of 30 degrees, 150 degrees, 210 degrees, and 330 degrees, respectively. If the Maslul HaRochav is 0 or 180 degrees, then the moon is at either the Rosh or the Zanav, and so its latitude is 0. If the Maslul HaRochav is between 0 and 180 degrees, then the moon is at a northern latitude. If the Maslul HaRochav is between 180 and 360 degrees, then the moon is at a southern latitude. Its exact latitude in degrees depends on the Maslul HaRochav, and is called the Menat Maslul HaRochav. We'll call it the Menat HaMaslul, or just the Mana for short, as the Rambam sometimes does. Halach Yud Aleph is a list of manot, that is, latitudes, for different possible values of the Maslul HaRochav, in intervals of 10 degrees, from 10 to 90 degrees. For example, as can be seen in position Aleph of the moon, in the last illustration of the image file, the mana for a Maslul HaRochav of 30 degrees is 2.5 degrees north. Halacha Yud Bet explains how to find the mana if the Maslul HaRochav isn't a multiple of 10, and the method is exactly as we've seen in Prakim Yud Gimel and Tedvav about finding the positions of the sun and the moon. Interpolate proportionally between the two closest multiples of 10. For example, if the Maslul HaRochav is 53 degrees, we look at the manot for 50 degrees and 60 degrees, and we take the angle, which is exactly 3/10 of the way between them. In Halacha Yud Aleph, we find that for 50 degrees, the mana is 3 degrees and 50 minutes. And for a maslul of 60 degrees, it is 4 degrees and 20 minutes. So 3/10 of the way gives us a mana of 3 degrees and 59 minutes for a maslul harochav of 53 degrees. But what if the maslul harochav is more than 90 degrees, anywhere from 90 to 360 degrees? Halacha Yud Aleph only listed the manot for up to 90 degrees. Halacha Yud Gimel explains.
Me'achar she'teida manot shel maslul harochav ad 90 kamo shehodanucha, teida manot shel kol minyanot ha'maslul. She'im yeh maslul yater al 90 ad 180, tigra ha'maslul mi-180, v'nishar teida bo ha'mana. V'chein im haya ha'maslul yater mi-180 ad 270, tigra mi-anu 180, v'nishar teida bo ha'mana. V'im haya ha'maslul yater ha-270 al 360, tigra oto mi-360, v'nishar teida bo ha'mana.
The symmetry of the configuration of the two planes, those of the moon's orbit and of the ecliptic, give us the menat ha-maslul for any maslul harochav greater than 90 degrees, and this is again best understood by looking at the last illustration in the image file. For any maslul harochav between 90 and 180 degrees, the menat ha-maslul is the same as for the supplementary angle, that is, 180 minus the maslul harochav. For example, in the illustration, the moon at position bet, with a maslul harochav of 150 degrees, is at the same latitude of 2.5 degrees as the moon at position aleph. For a maslul harochav between 180 and 270 degrees, the latitude is of the same magnitude as the same angle minus 180, just south instead of north.
For example, the moon at position Gimel in the illustration, with Masul HaRochav of 210 degrees, has the same 2.5 degree latitude as when the Masul HaRochav is 210 minus 180, that is 30 degrees, position Aleph again. Finally, for a Masul HaRochav between 270 and 360 degrees, the size of the Menat HaMaslul is the same as when the Masul HaRochav is 360 minus it. But again, the direction is south rather than north. In the illustration, this means that at position Dalet, where the Masul HaRochav is 330 degrees, the latitude is again 2.5 degrees, like when the Masul HaRochav is 360 minus 330, that is 30 degrees. Position Aleph, yet again. The Perek concludes by completing the example begun earlier in Halachot Dalet and Hay. On Friday, the 2nd of Iyar, in the year 4938, we found earlier that the Rosh was at position 177 degrees and 30 minutes along the ecliptic. And we calculated in Perek Tetvav that the Makom HaMiti of the moon was at 48 degrees and 40 minutes. It was actually 36 minutes, which itself is a result of rounding up the seconds, but for our purposes here, it suffices to round to the nearest 10 minutes. We subtract the position of the Rosh from the Makom HaMiti of the moon, after adding 360 degrees to the latter, so that the difference is positive, to obtain a Masul HaRochav of 231 degrees and 10 minutes. This angle is between 180 and 270, so the Rochav will be south, and the Menat Masul HaRochav is the same as when we subtract 180, that is, 51 degrees and 10 minutes. We may ignore the minutes and work with just 51 degrees. The Menat Masul HaRochav for 50 degrees is 3 degrees and 50 minutes, and for 60 degrees is 4 degrees and 20 minutes. So for 51 degrees, we go 1/10 of the way from the first Menat HaMaslul to the second to get 3 degrees and 53 minutes. Our conclusion, therefore, is that at the beginning of Friday, the 2nd of Iyar in the year 4938, the moon's latitude, its Rochav, was 3 degrees and 53 minutes south.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next Perek.